Hi, 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 and welcome to Bye Bye Bye. I'm Imogen.
I'm Brandon.
And I'm Claire.
And we have a topic this week.
Yes.
Exactly.
Yeah, this week's topic is to go where the rage leads you.
Yep. Oh, rage, hey.
Even if it's on a dragon. Can I say that? Am I allowed to say that?
Yeah. Okay. Well, last week with our spoiler episode, we said we wouldn't do any spoilers for Game of Thrones. But I think at this point,
if you don't say what it's from, maybe you can pretend it's not a spoiler.
You know what? By my counting, this episode will come out after the series has ended, so I think we're okay.
Yeah. It's pretty funny, though. But yeah, I think as we said last week, if it's bad, then you can spoil it.
That's right. Exactly.
If you hate it, then you can spoil it.
Yeah, if you hate it, fair game.
I read a big long Twitter thread about how disappointed everyone was in the Game of Thrones episode. And I was just halfway through it and went, I'm tired. I don't care anymore. I don't watch the show.
Now we get them to... Now they'll be writing the next Star Wars trilogy.
So. Yeah!
That's fun.
I heard that they were the ones who wrote... the series about the Confederates winning?
They are the people. They are the showrunners for that wonderful, I'm sure, project.
Like, who chose them? I mean, even if I liked their stuff, like, I don't get... They don't seem like a good Star Wars fit.
Yeah, I don't know how they got Star Wars.
Like, I could see maybe one of, like an offshoot movie or a series or something.
Yeah,
but not the next trilogy.
Like, give them an Ewok story or something. Yeah. I mean,
you know what? We need remakes of the Ewok movies. We definitely need. I love those movies. So much fun.
We need more Ewok
gritty
movies.
Gritty Ewok remakes.
that's what would happen if the Game of Thrones guys wrote Ewok movies. It would be gritty and dark, and Wicket would probably get raped. So,
probably.
Oh God! Yeah. That's a potential. That's a potential episode title: Gritty Ewok Remake.
I thought you were gonna say Wicket gets raped, and I was like, please don't do that. I know, like, Australia is a lot looser with, like, the offensive language than we are in the States, but
no, if it was going to be offensive, it would be Wicket is a cunt, not Wicket gets raped,
so. Well, I mean, that's not wrong either.
Little cunt. But yeah, okay. But I do think I think the world can do with a gritty Ewok remake. I think that would be very fitting in today's political climate, at least. But yeah, if they're going to do the next Star Wars trilogy, then I can see a potential rage coming up for me.
You gotta go where the rage takes you.
Maybe the first one will be good. I just hope it's not. Oh God, yeah.
I
suppose Grimm set the tone with the actual books with regards to all this sexual assault.
Yeah, but then this just makes me feel like, I mean, the fact that people feel like it's gone down the trash makes me feel like they don't know how to write their own things, maybe.
Yeah. Well, okay, as a person who consumes the show the way, as I saw listed on Twitter, the way a whale consumes krill, I would say that Gurm drew a line with the books, and then once they got beyond the books, they were like, let's just fling ourselves over that line. They've added so much more, like, gritty shit.
Well, yeah, from what I understood, like, yeah, all the stuff with Sansa and Tyrion, that was post-books, though, wasn't it?
Yeah, I don't even know any of that. I don't know any of that that's going on. The only thing I care about is everybody crying because, like, the blonde princess went crazy. Like, they've been saying she would every fucking episode for 8 years, but I digress. Anyway.
I was wondering about that because people were saying it was a character assassination, but the only thing I can remember from the books is that her brother went nuts. And I'm like, you know, and her dad went nuts too, and I think her grandfather went nuts, and I think there was like a fairly strong indication.
Yeah, it's like
she had mental health problems inherent in her DNA, and was likely to go nuts
because they're all like, it's a very incestuous family, and in one of the first episodes, Lena Headey's character Cersei says that they used to say that you could flip a coin when someone from that house was born, and let the gods decide if they're mad or not, or the gods flip a coin and decide if they're mad.
Well, she was I always liked her bits in the books, but
since I don't I don't read the books or watch the show, all I've heard is that there's much more foreshadowing of it in the books that was mostly taken out of the show.
That's what my husband said too. But
so it seems more like a character assassination, just because then she seemed like more, oh, I'm good and upstanding, and now suddenly I'm crazy and killing everyone.
Actually, I saw some quotes from back in the seasons when I used to watch. Like, I made it through, I don't know how many seasons I made it through, and then one day I just snapped. I was like, what the fuck am I watching? Why am I doing this? And I had
we
to...
We felt that way out about the third episode, I think. my
husband got about 2/3 of the way into the first episode, and he was like, everybody's just naked and fucking. This isn't Game of Thrones, and he left. And I can't say it got better.
Very expensive pornography.
Very expensive pornography. And with pretty, pretty costumes that no one ever wears. But I saw some quotes from back when I watched the show that I remember that character saying. And I don't think it was as subtle as people think it was. like one of the quotes I distinctly remember is her saying, I will take what's mine with blood and fire, or something like that.
Yeah. It's a bit, I'll drown.
Drown you all in blood.
Yeah, that's exactly the sort of thing a stable boyfriend would say to me. I'm really pleased. Thank you. Thank you, Abbott. Thank you.
Good times. Good times. Anyway, let's move on to something we actually know something about.
I know. I quite enjoy banging on about Game of Thrones, considering everything we say could be wrong.
I know. That's actually my favorite Sunday pastime right now, and I slept through it this past week because I was feeling sick, and is to watch people tweet about it while they're on Twitter. Yes. Like the Game of Thrones fandom has no courtesy for anybody else in the fandom. Like, none at all. Like, the show...
If you don't watch it as soon as it comes out, then fuck you.
Then fuck you. On the East Coast. Like, the show drops in the UK, like, at 2 in the morning. And by the time people wake up, like, if you wake up at 4 in the morning and you check your Twitter feed, you're already fucked.
It's spoiled.
Yeah. But,
although, I've learned it's genetic to just gooseneck what's going on, because when I was visiting my dad this weekend,
oh, genetic, you know, for you.
yeah for me, because my dad, I think he might have watched it at some point. I know for a fact he isn't watching the current episodes, because if he watched it, it was like renting DVDs, because he lives in the past and has a horrible internet connection, so I know he's not like streaming it or something. But, like, he was like, so have you heard what's been going on in Game of Thrones? And I was like, I have. And then I wake up the next morning and he's like, so she went crazy. And I was like, I saw. And I was like, oh, I don't know where he's reading stuff. I was like, looking in the Tumblr again to see what's going on.
But. Yeah, it really is a delight to get on Twitter and just, like, try to piece together what's happening by watching other people's reactions. And if you're on...
I think that happens with...
Go ahead.
I think it happened with Supernatural as well, back when everyone was tweeting about Supernatural and weren't embarrassed to like it. So you could sort of watch it halfway through. And I think Travis McElroy recently did a rewatch of Supernatural.
He watched the whole thing because he'd never seen it before.
And people sort of came out of the woodwork and started tweeting about Supernatural again. And I was like, oh my God, I'm getting PTSD.
Why is this trending? It's like I woke up this morning and Gen X was trending on Twitter. And I was like, now what?
us this time? Who forgot us this time?
Actually, I didn't read the piece because it's the New York Times and I've used up all my free articles, I'm sure. But it was like supposedly a homage to Gen X. But as far as I know, like, it's probably just another example of them ignoring us, pretending we don't exist until someone's ready to drag us for something. So
yeah, we either get lumped in with the boomers or lumped in with the millennials these days. So right. Fine, whatever. I don't care.
Whatever.
And it's just like, and it's such an amorphous generation too. Like, it goes for fucking ever. They've just made that, like, I used to not be a Gen Xer. They used to call me the Nintendo generation, I think they called me. And then they sort of widened Gen X to be bigger. And I got sucked into it, so that was pretty weird.
Yeah, I think like 1983 is like the cutoff for millennials on the what do they call it, the Evans Hollingsworth, the Evans Hollingsworth scale. God, I can't talk today. The Evans Holland scale. Yep. No one older than Chris Evans and no one younger than Tom Holland.
Tom Holland is. I thought Tom Holland was old. I thought Tom Holland was old, younger than that. I didn't think he was a millennial. I thought he was too young to be a millennial.
Yeah,
anyway,
I thought
Tom Holland age.
He's like 20 or something. He's really. He's a baby.
He's 22. So
guess, yeah,
yeah,
he could be at the edge of it.
Yeah, he's right at the butt end. And that seems about right. That seems about right. Anyway,
yeah, I think it's good that Spider-Man is a millennial actually, because it feels right for his character.
Right.
Like, he's always behaved like one. He's always been poor and underappreciated and hounded by the press.
Yeah, the last two Spider-Men were Gen Xers, so they faded into obscurity and no one cares about them anymore.
Yes. Oh man. The thing pissed me off about the one before Tom Holland was that he was 30 something, 34 or something when he played Spider-Man.
Andrew Garfield, yeah, he was
yes!
He was older.
He's
than
40, he's my age.
Yeah, he's older than Scarlett Johansson.
It's like, and he was playing a 17-year-old. I'm like, I know he's tall and thin, but he's not. It's just he's not a kid.
He anyway. Does have a baby face though, like he does. Yeah.
Yeah, true.
I mean, at least he was college Spider-Man and not high school Spider-Man.
True. High school Spider-Man was really lovely. It was so nice to see that again. Yeah. And as I said, I think he fits the millennial very well as far as everything he goes through is concerned. We've turned it into a superhero podcast again, even though we were meant to be following the rage. I'm not at all angry about Spider-Man. I think Spider-Man's lovely. So
Spider-Man's lovely.
I'm a little bit angry about Spider-Man 3 still, but part of me still likes that it exists because it gives me something to be angry about.
To be fair, it gave a nice funny scene for Into the Spider-Verse, so you know.
It did. Oh man, that was hilarious. Into the Spider-Verse is the best Spider-Man movie too.
That's so a hot take.
It's good. I mean, I love Tom Holland, but yeah.
Yeah, I think it's one of the best Spider-Man things in a long time.
Yeah, Spider-Ham carried that movie. Did you know that John Mulaney was talking about doing a solo Spider-Ham movie? I would pay so many cash monies to see that. I would.
I think someone got a taste of voice acting and really enjoys it. So I would love voice acting. Like, I think that's probably where I would shine in the...
I would hate voice acting. Then it would just be my voice that I hate being everywhere.
I've definitely got a face for radio, so
I like puppetry and voice acting is just like one step back. One step of visibility back.
You don't have to show your hand. I think voice acting is also really fun. Like, who was it? It was the guy who plays Vision. What's his name again? Paul Bettany.
Yeah.
was talking in an interview about how when he switched from being Jarvis to being Vision, and how in the previous movies he'd just shown up for one day and spent, you know, 10 minutes behind a microphone and then taken a huge bag of money home. and now he has to spend like 6 hours in makeup to get and talk and actually do work, and he hates it. It's like, fuck this, I don't want to do it anymore. Give me my bag of money and my 1 hour behind a microphone instead. That'd be good. But we are almost at the point of film film technology where you don't, the actors literally don't have to turn up. They can just CGI them.
Right.
Just,
yeah. Oh my God. Speaking of Rage. Okay. And we're still, we're still, as far as I'm concerned, on our Endgame spoiler embargo. But the more I read about the process behind making this movie, the more pissed off I am. Like I read yesterday that the movie was edited out of like 900 hours of footage.
God.
Jesus. And as
no one knew what was going on.
As a stage manager, that fucking pisses me off. Like, that tells me that the directors were unwilling to make decisions and they just kind of like thought, we'll shoot everything and then throw this on the editors. Like, I'm sure the editors had a nervous breakdown.
There's a particular bit in the film, which is a spoiler, which was actually the editor's idea. So that's apparently the editor has done pretty much all of the Marvel movies right back to Iron Man, the first Iron Man. So, that he probably knows more about the series than anyone else because he's seen all of the footage from all of the movies. So, yeah, it was a major, not a major plot decision, but a major character moment was his idea, apparently. So,
yeah, well, somebody had to make the decisions because obviously the directors weren't.
Obviously the Russos weren't. Okay. I don't have any, I have no problems with the Russos. I think they did a fantastic job on all of the movies they directed. So, you know. At me if you hate that. At me if you hate them.
They just,
it's fine. I don't mind.
They just had some shady practices with regards treating the cast during filming. Uh-huh. And
really,
yeah. As someone who works and will work again in the industry, it really disturbs me the things that I've been hearing, you know, reading. Like that's not how you treat actors. Like you don't throw them in a van and drive them somewhere and be like, surprise, this is where we're filming today. Like you don't fucking do that.
Yeah. I thought the actors what's it called? I don't even, you've got a guild, you've got the Actors Guild. Screen Actors Guild, yes.
Yeah, that's,
they would probably have a few things to say about that, I'm assuming. And you're not allowed to work. Like one of the best unionized forces in the world are actors because yeah, basically. So the Screen Actors Guild should have a few things to say with them if they're doing that sort of thing.
Depends on what
guys.
Depends on what actor or what guild they were going through. But yeah.
I thought there was only one. But
I don't know.
there would be a Stage Actors Guild and a Screen Actors Guild. I think that's what I mean. In Australia, we've got a Performing Arts Guild, I think, which covers all aspects of theatre. Including stage acting, screen acting, blah blah blah. But
I wouldn't be surprised if we saw something come out of it after the fact, or everybody in the cast just like accepted that as part of, you know, the pleasure of being a Marvel superhero character.
Because for buckets of money. I mean, buckets and buckets and buckets and buckets,
but I mean,
and buckets of money.
The treatment of the cast was really abysmal. Like, most of them didn't get to do table reads, and it just... Actors don't have as much agency as everyone thinks they do. Like,
no, they definitely don't.
An actor in theater or stage or screen, like, they don't have any power.
No, so. And I mean, they can't make... I think it's one of the reasons why a lot of actors end up wanting to be directors rather than actors, because they have more control over what goes on.
Yeah, speaking of Rage, that's one of the things that drives me crazy is when fandom gets on an actor's case when it's like they followed some direction that they were given that
they read the script.
Yeah, it's like, what are they going to do? What do you think?
Yeah, like they don't...
I mean, I think that all the business with Scarlett Johansson taking every single Asian role.
Well, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying like
I'm saying that that's part of it. Actually, like I don't agree. I think she should have turned the roles down. But there's a point where like she actually the people who are writing the movie are the ones offering her the role. She's not going out there trying to steal roles from Asian people. Although, yeah, she should have refused it the way that Jamil did. Who was the woman? From The Good Place?
Jamil. Is that how you say her name?
Yes. Yeah. And she's amazing because they offered her a deaf role and she said, no, there's plenty of deaf actresses out there. Get yourself one of them. Thanks. Which was awesome of her. She is actually the best, though, literally, on every level. So Did I kill you both?
I'm here. Sorry, there was a hair in my keyboard, and I was trying to fish it out because obviously, like, I can't leave anything be until a more appropriate time.
No, indeed.
You're so
just going where the rage takes you.
Oh, where the rage takes me. It's been a rage-filled week.
I wonder if there's
going
to be a podcasting union.
Oh my god!
Start up a podcasting union because you know I treat you guys as my employees. Obviously,
I mean you're not paying us for one, so
no, I know they'd be pretty pissed off about that. Oh, to be fair to myself, I'm not paying me either. So
yeah, you should be pretty pissed off at yourself too.
That's union. Just my general state of things. Rage at myself.
Let's unionize Claire. She can't stop us. She's in another country.
True. Which means I don't think if you did unionize, your union would have any power over me whatsoever.
You can be like, you could buy a video game system instead, though.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Yeah,
That ad made me rage. That was a lot of rage.
Go where the rage takes you.
Go where the rage takes you. I think that where the rage is going to end up taking us is on the street with the guillotine. So, yeah.
Oh, man. Speaking of where the rage takes us, it's been a rage-filled week. It's only Tuesday. Do you wash your legs in the shower?
I'm confused about this.
Okay.
Because what do you mean by wash your legs?
Okay, so I don't know. Like, I think the question is supposed to be, do you, like, get your loofah and soap it up and lean over and scrub your fucking legs down every time you shower?
No. I mean, soap them up in the sense that I'm going to shave them and that's how I shave.
I mean, I wash all the things that get smelly, you know, like pits, tits, ass, face, not in that order.
Your face gets smelly?
You know, you never know. I have the eczema, so I have to take care
of my legs. I put soap on my body. Like, I have soap and I put it on my body.
Yeah.
And then I rinse it off.
That's washing. And like, you're in a shower and it washes down. Well, apparently, like, this is the new fun thing for dunking on white people. And, like, it just rings really tone deaf for me because I'm having a hard time grasping why it's considered a white person thing.
I'm just having a hard time grasping how you could not wash your legs in the shower. Like, if you get in the shower, is water falling on you and it runs down your body?
Yeah, so would assumedly soap as you're washing other parts.
Yeah,
The
people making a big deal out of this.
My leg is active.
Apparently,
if my leg is actively dirty, like if it has dirt on it.
Oh yeah, that's the only time I will scrub.
I will wash it off. But
yeah,
I mean, it's not like this. They don't excrete anything.
Yeah.
They're not like, they don't lube themselves up when you get excited or run or anything like that. So why would you need to wash them? It's weird. I don't know. Anyway, if you do scrub your legs with a loofah, that's fine. But I put soap on them, yeah, and stuff.
Yeah.
I put soap everywhere, so.
Well, that's what I mean. Like,
because it's bad for your vagina.
It's bad for your vagina. Don't put anything in there.
It's bad for your vagina. Don't put soap in it.
Don't put anything.
Anything at all.
Yes, nothing at all, ever.
Don't disrupt the pH balance. Don't disrupt the pH balance if you can't, basically. It's a good idea not to do that.
Yeah. Don't disrupt the pH balance of your cunt. That's the episode title. pH balance of your cunt.
I think if I put that as the episode title, then we would lose all hope of ever getting Taco Bell as a sponsor.
Yeah. Oh. Might also be enough for Tumblr to finally flag.
Yeah. I don't know. They don't seem to be fussed about language. They're just female presenting nipples.
Every so often they are, because that's the only way I can figure out some of the things that have been flagged for me is words.
Some language.
Yeah.
Ah. Oh, wait, it's funny though, because I think we did call one of our episodes female presenting nipples. Nipples.
Yeah.
If they didn't flag that one, we're okay. Anyway, yeah, I do wash my, as far as any, like, yeah, but I don't fuss if I haven't got time to wash my legs in the shower, is what I'm saying. And if there are people out there who now think I'm gross and don't want to approach me, I don't fucking care.
I don't know, like okay, I grew up on a reservation, you know, and we were not super well off, and we got, like, we as children got baths once a week if we were lucky, like maybe twice if we were out, like, running around and playing in the dirt and stuff. Other than that, we just, like, you know, came in the house after playing and wiped down with a washcloth and put on our pajamas and went to bed, you know. And when we did take baths, and I remember this, you know, we lived in a trailer and my brother and I had to take baths together until I got my period, I think. And we were allowed, like, 2 inches of water in the bathtub, you know, and no more. And then they would give us, like, a pitcher or a pasta pot, you know, of water for rinsing our hair. And once you used all of that, you had to reuse the water from the tub, which is kind of nasty. But, I mean, and I just wonder if the people that are, like, making a big deal out of this realize, like, the I would have loved more water to wash my legs, you know. Like, I see a lot of backlash at people who are pointing out that this is kind of a class issue and kind of a disabled issue also, because like, there are people with disabilities that can't thoroughly wash from head to toe rubbing with a loofah, and I don't know, it just, the whole thing struck me as being tone deaf of the race and ability overlaps.
Yeah, I think that there's a lot of judgment level that people have in matters of hygiene. I mean, if you are preparing food, then you need to have clean hands. If you are God, I can't even think it. If you're menstruating, I think you're obliged to not, you know, bleed free. Apparently this is a thing. Did you know this? I only found out about this, like, I was today years old, a bit younger maybe, when I found out.
Oh, did you just find out about free bleeding
movement?
Yeah.
Yes.
Did you did you ever read E. Wenzler's book Cunt?
No.
The whole book is about
it sounds like a great book. Is it a good book or a bad book?
I read it a while ago. I don't remember much about it except for the fact that she talks about the free bleeding ordeal and how you know, she had wood floors in her home. I think it was E. Wenzler. Now I'm gonna have to Google it. But how she would just, like, walk around with no pants on and just bleed on the floor because,
God, that's not good.
Not on any level.
I mean, presumably, if you don't clean it, like, okay, this is a hygiene issue. If you don't clean it up immediately, you're gonna get ants.
Yeah, it's I mean, here it is. Cunt, a Declaration of Independence. Oh, Inga Musico, not E. Wenzler. I'm thinking of the woman that did the vagina monologues. Never mind. Oh, yeah. Inga Musico, whatever. I'm tripping all over my tongue today because I'm tired, I think. But yeah, like, a good portion of the book was about free bleeding and how we need to embrace. I'm Native American, and I don't want to embrace the life-giving blood that's flowing out of me. I guess I'm not going to judge you if you do, but,
well, I'm going to judge you if you bleed on my floor.
Yeah,
for God's sake.
Yeah, I think she was only talking about bleeding on her own floor.
Yeah, I know.
No, I hate cleaning, and that just seems like more to clean up.
Yeah, it does.
I mean, there's a reason. But I had a friend who used to have her period pants when she was in the house. Like, she would just wear a pair of ratty old tracky dacks that were stained because she didn't worry. And that, I mean, that doesn't bother me. But again, it sometimes there's a lot of blood, and you're going to stain your furniture and stuff as well. Like, it just doesn't make any logical sense.
It never felt very practical to me. I mean, I'm like, more power to you. If you want to do your thing, you do you. But I mean, recent months have told me that I am not as amused with period blood as one might think.
No, let's do without it.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think if you're preparing food, you need to have clean hands and not, you know, hawk spit in it and stuff like that. if you are offensive to the nose of other people, I think that you're obliged to stop being, if you have the facilities and the ability to not be offensive smelling. That would be nice. But other than that, do whatever the fuck you want.
Oh, I worked as a shift supervisor at a restaurant in college, and there was a guy who, Ann Arbor's kind of like full of hippies, okay, like famously. And there was a guy who would roller skate to work, but he also refused to wear deodorant because,
oh God.
Or antiperspirant, I think specifically because it was unnatural or whatever.
Unnatural?
Yeah.
And he's a hippie.
He used one of those, they used to sell these crystals that you rubbed on your pit instead that was supposed to be like good enough. And he smelled so bad. And we worked in a restaurant, you know, he was a waiter. And I was like, okay, you can roller skate to work, or you can be sweaty and nasty and not wear deodorant. I mean, you gotta pick one here.
Yeah.
My, the first time I ever had to wash my husband's gym clothes, I thought I was going to die.
Oh.
Because what he does, like, sometimes he used to take his gym gear to work.
Yep.
And so he'd go to the gym and he'd have a shower at work. He'd put his gym clothes back into his bag. And whatever reason, the first time I cleaned out, I think I needed to use his bag for something. So I was cleaning out his bag. And I opened it and I nearly died. I don't know how long that it had been in there, but it was the most rancid smell I have ever encountered.
Go ahead.
And so I was like, I sort of put them in the washing machine on their own. I was afraid they were going to contaminate all the other
things. That doesn't help. That doesn't help.
Oh no. And the other thing is, oh yeah. I had a good friend at school who had, she had like, reason she had a soap allergy, like her skin was really, really sensitive.
Yeah.
So she couldn't use, like, this is another exception I will always make a rule for. She couldn't use any sort of deodorant. And back then they didn't cater so much for people with weird skin. And we were in Australia and she was quite poor as well. So she could, even if she could have gotten these products that would have been okay, they probably wouldn't have been able to afford it.
Yeah.
But she had extreme BO, and we came home, and she was a great person, we loved her, but she came home with me one day after school, and we came home in the rain, so we got soaked to the skin, and my mum put her shirt in the dryer to dry it off, which was a mistake because the PO that had soaked into her shirt now got sort of blasted out through the dryer into the entire house. So, and we had a small house anyway. So the entire house smelled like BO for about a week after that.
Oh, God. It was a bit
distressing. But yeah, again, not her fault by any stretch of the imagination.
I mean, there's all kinds of reasons that these things happen. Like you didn't have an attentive parent who taught you how to be hygienic, or you know, you have some kind of impediment. Like I can't wash my hands in public bathrooms because of the scented soap and my eczema. Like it breaks my hands out in blisters.
Yeah.
So what I do is I rinse because people look at you funny if you don't wash your hands. But I have hand sanitizer for people with eczema, you know, that's unscented and only natural. There's no perfume and stuff in it. And since I've started doing that, I don't get breakouts on my hands anymore or as bad, because they used to just like crack and be horrible. And it turned out that like scented soap was part of the culprit. But I mean, there's a lot of reasons why. And I don't know. It really boggled me. So that was like my second rage of the week. And the other one we're not going to get into because.
Why are we not getting into the other one?
Because I'll go after the whole rest of the podcast about.
Well, that gives us a break.
No, we actually have some.
Lean back.
We actually have some more cheerful, less ragey things coming up. So, and I don't want to talk about racism against Native Americans for the next 45 minutes.
No. That's fine. I mean, if you feel like doing it afterwards, we can put it on.
If you want to hear my rant,
just go to Twitter.
Yeah.
Just go to Twitter. Twitter or email us and ask me a specific question, because I'm just not going to get into it. But anyway, so. now that we're done with the rage, we did get a question sent to the Tumblr today from Anonymous, and I'm sure this is totally anonymous.
Totally
anonymous. What Pokemon would you like for your partner Pokemon in real life?
Have we done this before? If we haven't done it before, I'm upset.
We have not done this before.
We've done it, but I wasn't into Pokemon yet, so I didn't know anything.
Yeah, I think we've talked about, in general, Pokemon. I can't remember if we've done this exact one, but whatever, we'll do it again.
We'll do it again.
Yeah, oh, it changes every day anyway. It's like actually, it's nothing. I was going to say it's like horoscopes, but it's nothing like horoscopes because your horoscope doesn't change. But it is about as accurate. I know I did. I gave Claire a commission to do Pokemon for my Swordle character.
Yeah.
which is cool. My Swordle character Vopinir has a Cubone, but
Oh, my husband caught a Cubone in bed last night, and I feel like there should be some jokes to be made there.
Yeah, you don't need any jokes. That's the joke.
Yeah, that is the joke right there.
Yeah, I don't know how he got to be on Pokemon Go while he was in bed, but I came out of the unsweet bathroom, and he was like, "I just caught a Cubone," and I'm like, "Okay." Anyway, continue.
I'm leaning towards Mr. Mime these days. I love
him.
I have that actually written down in my quick notes here. Because the way we actually phrased the question when we put it out today was, tell us who your favorite Pokemon is and why it's Bulbasaur. And I said, except for Imogen, who is a Mr. Mime-loving monster.
I love him or her, because he can be Mr. Mime and a girl too, which is great. He's very flexible in his gender.
For those of you who don't know, I just recently got into Pokemon Let's Go Eevee, and I meant to tell you that I had Mr. Mime follow. Oh, you were there. You knew. I had Mr. Mime follow me around for a while. I renamed her Mr. Mister because she's a girl.
I love Mr. Mime. I've got to say, having seen Detective Pikachu, no spoilers, the Mr. Mime bit in Detective Pikachu was the crowning glory of the entire film.
I disagree with that, but
Mr. Mime was actually the one instance where I was actually kind of okay with Mr. Mime and I could actually enjoy.
Oh, it was hilarious. And all I could think of was Imogen for that whole scene.
Yep.
I was like, if there was a movie I wanted to see sitting side by side since The Winter Soldier, it was that one.
Okay, so I need to have a look. I'm going to the Bulbapedia, which is the Pokemon Wikipedia, which is fantastic.
Okay.
To look up Mr. Mime, because I do know that he is actually quite terrifying.
The production team contacted like Nintendo and they were like, what is Mr. Mime? And they were like, we don't know. And they advised psychic against having Mr. Mime in the movie.
Psychic. And does Mr. Mime have fairy powers too?
He does
now. No, what he can do is he can solidify air molecules by vibrating his fingertips. So I'm reading off the Pokemon here, after the Wikipedia. This ability allows it to create invisible objects with its gestures. It punishes those. Okay, so it's a punisher. It punishes those who interrupt its act or are not impressed by slapping them.
Terrible. Terrible.
So basically...
He's a horrible man.
Basically, he's a mime.
But anyway, I love him. And he's meant to be more terrifying. He's not reading as particularly terrifying here. Although Substitute was its signature move. So what's Substitute do?
Oh, Substitute makes like another of you. It takes some of your HP, okay, but it refocuses the aggro.
By decreasing its HP, the user creates a Substitute with one HP more than the amount of HP lost by the user. Okay. Now we're going into long, boring.
A lot of
Bulbapedia, it doesn't need to be that deep.
Yeah,
Nothing more dangerous than half-assed Pokemon knowledge. If you're going to go in and be a trainer, you have to know the full deal.
Well, Claire and I are sitting here like we've
terrifying. Like
we've got our answers and we're ready and we're like this is okay, no arguments.
Well, we know that yours is Bulbasaur, right?
Mine is Gyarados.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah. I mean, I love Bulbasaur. Bulbasaur would probably be my on land Pokemon.
There's a reason that it's my Gyarados that's named Brandon and Pokemon Let's Go.
I named mine Gale, which I thought was hilarious at the time, and then I couldn't remember why I did it, so now I just tell people I named my Gyarados after Gale Simone. So I'll have to, I'll have to tweet that. But I had a reason. It was like a whole string of gale force wind puns, like dealing with the ocean and shit, and I was really drunk that day.
I am so determined to get a shiny Gyarados at some point, but you know, I'm an intermittent Pokemon Go player, and every now and then I feel crushed by the weight of how much longer it's going to take me to get to level 40. But I do like it.
Detective Pikachu, and I haven't seen one.
I haven't seen a single one.
Yeah,
no,
I haven't seen a single one. Usually, when there's a special one, they add more Pikachu. And yeah, I usually get at least one special event one, and I haven't seen a single one.
Yeah,
I think I might end up having to go into the city because they usually spawn more than they do.
And my husband and I decided that we might start. Well, I decided and told him that we're going to start using Pokemon Go to take walks at night after dinner because I kind of miss doing that. But I did not realize that our house is a hotbed of Pokemon activity.
Oh, I knew that because I visited your house while I was playing Pokemon Go.
Oh my god, I forgot it's been out that long. Yep. But like he caught three just sitting at dinner one night. And I can't remember. Oh, he was like, I just got an Eevee from Jada's lap. Or something like that. Like he was just getting random. My life goal is to get a Magikarp in the toilet. Like that's yeah. Pokemon Go, please give me this. But yeah.
I loved it when it first came out and people were all taking photos of the Pokemon about to be killed by cars. or sucked into lawnmowers and stuff. And you're like, oh, I'm straight up murdering Pokemon everywhere. They all die. That
was good. Have you seen
I turned VR off very early because my phone kept on crashing. So
yeah, it sucks a lot of battery.
Yeah,
have you seen the photo
early,
sets of...
It was fun to see them, but...
Yeah. Mm. Or to take specific pictures, I think that would be fun. Like, yeah. Have you seen the photo set of Pokemon at the vet?
Yeah, oh, I mean, now you can set up pictures.
So. Oh, I didn't know that. Okay.
Yeah. So you can put your own. You can put your own Magikarp in the toilet if you want.
Yep.
Nice. Yeah.
What about you, Claire?
Yeah, I was just gonna say, Claire, tell us why you love Bulbasaur.
I've been toiling over this for so long because I want to say Bulbasaur so bad because Bulbasaur is my child and my very first Pokemon ever, and I feel like I would never be unhappy having Bulbasaur. The only thing that makes me tempted to say otherwise is Arcanine. Having a dog that's big enough to ride would be really fun.
You can't ride your dogs.
That's a childhood dream right now.
You can't ride your huskies?
No, I cannot.
Oh.
I would
think
break
you're
their
just
backs.
A good idea.
I weigh a good four times as much as they do.
They look bigger than they are because
I mean,
hair.
They're decently sized, but still. But, yeah,
it's funny. I like the weirder Pokemon, like the really weirdo ones, as exhibited by my love of Mr. Mime. But I do think that Pikachu is ridiculously cute.
Oh my god!
Oh, yeah,
so
that was my only other temptation. Is like, well, but then there's very very cute Pokemon that I could like carry and hug. Like Bulbasaur is adorable, but I couldn't really hug Bulbasaur.
What? Yes, you could.
You could.
It's pretty big.
A bit hard.
Yeah, I used to sleep on sleeping cows. You can pet a Bulbasaur and hug it.
Well, yeah, I can pet it, but it's not like I can't like wrap my arms all the way around its stomach and give it a good smooshy hug.
Man, there are so many that I would want for, like, different reasons. Like, I have different justifications.
I know. That's what I, like, it would be much easier for me to choose a team than it is for me to choose just one Pokemon.
I finally got a Snorlax the other day, and Let's Go Eevee, like, when you pick it as the one to follow you around, it actually carries you, and you're, like, stuck to its belly, you and your partner huge. Pokemon,
it
as
was
if, like...
It's really hard for me to let go of, to not have Haunter on my team, because I was riding around on Haunter, and it was so good, because I felt like a grim specter of death everywhere.
But then, like, I got the Snorlax, and it popped up, and I'm all stuck there, like my neighbor Totoro, and...
Yeah, and I had been riding around on Arcanine, because that's good shit, but... I don't know. I'm so torn between. I think in my gut, in my heart, I would have to say Bulbasaur. But having a giant Pokemon I can ride and just like sit in all its fluff would be so fun.
Yeah. Mine is definitely Gyarados.
That was my favorite part of Detective Pikachu, is when the Bulbasaur showed up, because they were so fucking cute and they made cute little noises. Oh my god.
They were ridiculously cute.
Spoiler alert.
I'm quite fond of.
I'm bummed that I didn't get to see a full on Venusaur. Like,
yeah.
I love his ugly face.
I'm bummed that I can't
much.
Ride my Venusaur.
Right?
I was like, I'll be able to ride this, and then I couldn't. I was like, what is this?
The flower gives you a fucking seat.
Yeah,
come on, Nintendo.
Yeah.
I'm looking through my list of Pokemon in Pokemon Go at the moment, and like some of them, like the Infernape, just makes me nervous. Lickitung. It's just, I don't know who came up with that, but they're on some sort of drugs.
Oh, that one's gross.
I really like Lickitung, but then it was also in Detective Pikachu, and I was like, you know, I wouldn't want that around me.
Yeah. Once I saw that one realistically, I was like,
yeah. I was like, I don't need that tongue.
At the moment, I have six Mr. Mimes.
Of course you do. Oh my god.
I have more of others, but I've got six Mr. Mimes.
Oh, that's so funny.
I don't remember if I have any Mr. Mimes.
I feel very connected to the ocean and,
like,
or large
of
bodies
the...
of water my whole life, so Gyarados makes sense
for
me.
Oh, Mr. Mime.
Is,
but
that's one
Mr.
of the,
is
the regional ones,
it's a,
isn't it?
A region-specific one, yes. I got
I remember the great relief I felt in hearing that. I was like, oh good,
well,
I'll never have to see a Mr. Mime in the
I set him as my walking buddy for a while.
Oh, I know, I remember seeing
I got
those.
An angry message from a friend of mine, Tom, saying, I'm not sending you any fucking gifts until you take that Mr. Mime off. He's just a friend-shaped mime.
He's expressing his love for you in the only way he knows how.
Exactly. It's not fair. I love Slaking is great because my daughter renamed Slaking Off.
That's half the fun.
Which is good.
I got lazy about naming them in Pokemon Go just because I so often end up trading them off.
Yeah, so many of them.
But yeah. I love naming Pokemon.
Yeah, I've had,
like,
some pretty good
I
ones.
Always get Hitmonlee, and I always name it Monleemon.
I named my Charizard Trogdor.
Nice.
Naturally.
Trogdor!
And
I've got so many fucking Treecos. Oh my god, I've got like 20.
Oh, I know. I don't have a good one though to evolve, so I've just been like racking up candies.
I got a Vaporeon?
Yep.
Which would be my second choice for partner Pokemon, living in Hawaii as I do, because I love the water. But I named him Vix.
Nice.
Like
Vix Vaporeon.
Yeah. Yeah, I had named her Vapor Rub, like, at first, and my husband was like, you really, really missed an opportunity here. I was like, oh my god, you're right. And then I didn't know how to deal with the apostrophe and the S, and do I make it possessive? So then I just changed it to an X, so her name is Vix, V-I-X.
Yeah, my Growlithe is named Rowan, because he's a little fluffy orange dog.
Oh.
And then the Arcanine is, since I have one of each, because I could not evolve my first Growlithe because it was level 666, and then I named it Rowan, and I was like, this is too perfect, it's to stay. But my Arcanine is Rooker, which is one of the nicknames we have for Rowan, so.
Oh, that's cute. That's damn cute.
Yeah. I'm a big fan of Pseudo Wudo as well. Just because.
Oh my god, I have a Pseudo Wudo named Travis because I caught like a level 10 one and Travis is like, it's you have to keep it. Look at it, it's so worthless. And I was like, okay. Because he loves Pseudo Wudo and I was like, aww.
I had my crowning achievement in Pokemon fandom today when someone was talking about how a person in their art class had confused Picasso with Pikachu.
Yeah. And, oh, yes.
And I reblogged it with a picture of Mimikyu.
Yeah.
And there was like one of his best known works is, and like only one person came back to me. They're like, I snorted so fucking hard. I was so proud of myself though. I was like, I knew a thing. I've been in the Pokemon fandom like 10 minutes and I knew a thing. We got a lot of people responding to our question about Pokemon today. Apparently that's a good one for soliciting.
That's part of why I was like, okay, I'm going to include this. People will respond.
I did everything.
Questions, but it will give response.
No, I did everything except tag Pokemon and Bulbasaur when I posted it. But Zombalog from Twitter writes in to say that yes, actually Bulbasaur is her favorite because he is Trubbish, which apparently means he is small trash with a cute name.
Oh no, there's a let me find the picture for you.
Oh, actually, Trubbish?
There's a different yeah. Trubbish.
Oh, I misunderstood. Pokemon. Okay. See,
he's literally a little bag of trash.
I've been
which is
in
amazing
Trubbish.
And
I've been in the Pokemon fandom like 5 minutes, so Trubbish. Oh my god, he's adorable. Oh.
Yeah, Trubbish
is gorgeous.
She also likes Gyarados because she said going from useless fish to badass dragon is like life goals, and I can't argue with that. Much. Like,
I also like Sandygast because it's a little screaming pile of sand, which is my favorite fucking thing.
Oh, what was the one I got the other night? It looked like a little sperm following me around. Started with a D. Now I can't. Dineki? No, I can't remember now. It's like it's a little blue dragon.
Dratini.
Oh, Dratini.
Dratini, yeah, that's it.
No,
there you
don't
go.
Ruin Dratini for me. I think Dratini's so cute. Now
it's so cute, but it looks like a little sperm, like wiggling around behind you when you pick it to walk with you. Oh, it's so cute.
Oh. I think
No, the one that really looks like sperm is what is it? Cast form.
The Weedles.
Cast form.
Oh, cast form. Yeah.
I can see nothing else. I hate when I find it in Pokemon Go because I'm like,
We also had some people comment on Facebook, on my Facebook, because my Instagram is attached to it, and I'm too lazy to make a separate one for the podcast and link it to different things. But Kathy from Facebook was like, she says her favorite is, she posted a GIF of Psyduck. So yes. I'm going to go ahead and say that Psyduck is your favorite. I do feel kindred to Psyduck.
And I understand Psyduck's pain.
I understand Psyduck's pain.
I mean, at least if I could shoot out psychic power when I had a migraine, I'd feel a little better about it.
All the Psyduck jokes in Detective Pikachu were worth
so
the
good.
Price of admission. So
it was so good.
Yeah. It's such a good movie, guys. You should all see. It's so fun.
Yeah.
If you like Pokemon
great.
At
it,
all.
It's
and you learn
it's like a breath of fresh air after all the bloody drama.
Yeah,
it's like an endgame. You're just like, you know what I want to do? I want to go watch a furry. I want to go watch Ryan Reynolds be a furry.
Oh, I know. I jumped right on it because I was like, this is just it's just gonna be a fun, happy movie.
I know. I wasn't even in Pokemon fandom when it was announced, and I was like, fuck.
minor spoilers, skip ahead 15 seconds if you don't want a minor spoiler for Detective Pikachu, but the bit where he's singing.
Yes!
Oh my god.
Yes!
Oh my
god! That's not even That's not even
I
a spoiler
so
like
I got so mad at it though because like it got me so
Did he get the lyrics wrong?
Like it got me super
was that, sorry?
Into Pokemon again. And I'm so mad. Yeah.
My kids watch the series on repeat pretty much. Like they're watching the series
yeah,
on repeat.
Yeah, I mean I haven't
time.
Watched the show so in ages, but I used to watch it all the time. And I mean I played the original like ages ago when it came out when I was a little baby.
Well, my daughter got really cranky with the most recent series, the one in Aloha, because she was playing Pokemon Sun and Moon, and she got really pissed off with it because it was all wrong, and it wasn't. No, this isn't stuff that happened in the game. It's like you have to treat them, but she's like, it's all wrong, and that Pokemon doesn't have that move in the game, and this is she's really, 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 really shitty about. I'm sorry, sweetie. That's what fan fiction's for, you know. You've got to treat them as different. They're not the same. The game is different to the series, and blah blah blah. But yeah, she was very angry.
I was 13 apparently when it first came out.
Wow. Baby Bai wants me to watch the first Pokemon movie with her because apparently.
Oh my god, yes.
She says.
As far as I know, I think it's part of canon of Detective Pikachu.
Yeah, a little. She says that.
Yes, because, they refer to it in Detective Pikachu.
Well,
yeah,
now it's a spoiler and I can't go on to say why, but.
Oh no, it's not a spoiler that Mewtwo's in Detective Pikachu.
Yeah, that was in like trailers and.
Oh, was it? Oh, okay.
Yeah. Mewtwo's in the trailers, yeah.
But Baby Bai's reasoning is that apparently my favorite character archetype is Mewtwo.
Yes. totally is.
She says that falls in with like my Winter Soldier and Anders Love and all of that stuff, and I'm like,
yep.
Yep.
Okay. He's glowy and moody and rebellious, and he's so good.
And experimented on,
and extremely fucking powerful.
Yeah, Mewtwo was. that's why Mewtwo was my favorite when I was young.
I've got a Mewtwo in Pokemon Go.
He's kind of creepy looking though.
Like, oh yeah, he is.
Like including the fact that his tail is a little darker purple than the rest of them, and it yeah. rolls up his belly a little bit. Like he makes me think of like a naked man
and
in a yeah, yeah I naked man in a kangaroo like Sentai.
Yeah. Right up your alley. I couldn't let it pass.
Naked man. Yeah, all of the Pokemon with skin in Pokemon Detective Pikachu were slightly
off. Yeah, or and he's slightly got creepy. Like this handle going from his head to his neck.
Yeah,
or something. Like, what the fuck is that?
So you can take him shopping.
I assumed it was supposed to be like to make him look vaguely artificial because it kind of appears like having like a plug in the back of the head or something.
Well, that's what I thought it was at first. Yeah. I thought like it was. You know, part of the, the plot device. But yeah, so.
Anyway, go see Detective Pikachu. It's great.
It's great. It's great. 11 out of 10. 11 out of 10 would see again. Yeah. In fact, Baby Bai, another boy has approached her with interest. And she was like, I don't know him very well. I don't know how to get to know him. I'm like, why don't you go on a date? I'm like, that's what dating's called. She's like, I don't know. What would we do? I was like, you could go see a movie. I don't know. There's no movies out that I want to see. I'm like, go see Detective Pikachu again. You know you want to see it again. Take a guy that likes Pikachu.
Yes. If he suggests, would you like to go and see Detective Pikachu with me? And he says no. You know that there's no point in going out with him. So it's easily done.
That's what she said. It's the only thing they have in common is that they both like Pokemon. Or the only thing they know they have in common so far. So she knows that. And I was like, go see Detective Pikachu.
Yep. And if he hates it or something, then
run the other way. Yeah. Like she has to go through a more thorough vetting process with the boys that she dates than she does.
I saw so many stupid reviews being like, it's such a cash grab. I'm like, no, this is a lovingly made movie and it was good.
It is the Roger Rabbit of our generation. Yeah. Of our time. It's the Roger Rabbit of our time.
Less creepy, and I mean maybe it's not as bad when you're older. When I saw Roger Rabbit, it was a little terrifying to me.
Oh, Roger Rabbit is still one of my very favorite movies. But
it's a good movie, but
yeah,
a little weird.
I haven't seen it for so like I've only ever seen it once, and it's been so many years that I can't even remember what happens. I know there's a rabbit in it.
it's kind of the same concept as Detective Pikachu, a little noir detective and his.
It's with Hanna-Barbera characters, isn't it?
What's that?
Hanna-Barbera characters.
Yes.
Hanna-Barbera characters?
Yeah,
or?
I think so.
Yeah.
That's like Harvey Birdman, the Attorney at Law. That's my favorite.
Have you ever
seen Harvey Birdman?
I'm not sure. I don't think so.
Oh, you need to see Harvey Birdman. It was where Stephen Colbert got his first job, pretty much.
He
plays a lot of the parts in it. It's hilarious. It's the funniest thing you've ever seen. It's basically Harvey Birdman, who's a Hanna-Barbera superhero, retires and becomes a lawyer. and he defends various other Hanna-Barbera characters.
Is that who did Hanna-Barbera? Was it because it's a Looney Tunes. The characters are all Looney Tunes.
Yeah, I don't know. I think that Roger Rabbit is Looney Tunes, and no, it's not. Oh, it's weird. No, because they actually had, like, there were two sets of. That's what I remember now from reading about it. There were two sets of cartoons in Roger Rabbit, and part of the contract. That I think it was who I don't know who the two companies were, but part of the contract of the movie was that if one character from one company was on screen, and a character from the other company also had to be on screen at the same time,
yeah,
it could never be only one of them. So
oh, it was done by Disney. So it must have been a combined Disney and
yeah, there was a little bit of everything. It was nuts.
Yeah, because I remember, like, Mary Melody, that was, like, the fucking brand I was trying to remember. But, like, Betty Boop was in it and all that stuff. And
yeah.
A lot of the old ones that a lot of people don't remember.
I went on the Roger Rabbit ride. Was that at Disneyland? Oh, sorry.
Interesting.
I'm having memory problems.
I shouldn't have drawn it, but anyway, like, it really, like, if you, for older people who are worried about seeing a kid's movie as an adult, if you were into Roger Rabbit when you were younger, this is kind of in the same, it's kind of in the same theme. It's human person and animated creature teaming up to solve a noir-esque kind of situation, and it was really cool.
Yeah.
So.
It was great.
Go see it.
I really enjoyed it.
If
anyone else wants to come on a date with us to see Detective Pikachu,
yeah, seriously, I'll go on a date, people. My Ashley Marie from Facebook also commented that Bulbasaur is her favorite, and
yes, so many right people.
I know there's so many objectively right people out there today. What did she say?
And then there's me.
Her cute. She said her cute person. Her cute garden lizard is what she called him. So,
yes. Oh, sweet. Yeah. They're too cute. It's probably time to wrap up.
Yeah, I was just gonna. Oh, yeah. Wow, we're just a little over the hour.
I was gonna say, Taco Bell update not open yet.
Oh, damn!
Every single time.
Damn.
When it's gonna be open?
Pokemon has been a nice departure from the hours and hours and hours of Dragon Age ranting that we've been on.
True.
And so I would like to encourage this a little more. Give us some new material if you have. We want all your Pokemon hot takes. Send those to bibibicast@gmail.com.
You can also go to byebyebyecast.tumblr.com and you can send us messages there on the non or not, whatever you're comfortable with. You can also find links to our Twitter and our Patreon and to us and everything.
Yep. And I'm making us a Facebook page, guys. Like, we're getting totally professional.
Wow.
Facebook page. Yeah.
Yeah. I should probably do something to make the actual website where we put the episodes up look better. I'm sorry. I mean, I only saw it as like a medium to get the podcast onto Apple Podcasts.
But now we're linking it everywhere, and yeah.
Yeah, so I will probably do that at some point. But as always, it has been a pleasure, ladies. And we shall talk to you next week, and we want all of your Pokemon hot takes, so get on that.
Get on that.
Get on it now. Do it. Do it.
Don't be a dick and don't spoil Detective Pikachu for other people. Anyway.
Yes, don't. And I hope if you like Game of Thrones, you're not too sad at the moment. Bye. We'll see you all next week. Bye, bye, bye.
Bye, bye, bye.
Bye, bye, bye.